107.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good evening. Welcome to an hour of music from around the world. The program is Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle. A veteran of Festival International, Basse Kukayate and Ngoni Ba, a group from Mali that has the unusual distinction of being a full-grown group employing the Ngoni, an African lute, as the main instruments. They have multi-Ngonis, but Basse Kukayate, I guess you could call him the Hendrix of the Ngoni, as you'll hear in this track from Jamako, his album from last year, a song that pretty much expresses, "Let us play our music." And it features some fine vocals by his wife, Amisako. Basse Kukayate and Amisako graced the KRVS studios during their performance during Festival International. Did a great interview with them, and that was just a special treat. We'll hear a track from Jamako in just a few minutes. But we're going to start off with two numbers from a brand new album. We talk about Festival International and bringing cultures together as they do so well. Well, it happens all over, and then often overblown expression, music is a common language, has never been more apropos. U.S.-born, England-based performer Joe Driscoll has recorded a new album with Ghanaian kora master Sekou Keyate. And in much the same vein as Basse Kukayate, Sekou uses the kora with effects including wah-wah pedals, reverb, and everything. Gives it a modern twist. They've collaborated, the U.S. English singer Joe Driscoll and Ghanaian kora master Sekou Keyate. Here are two tracks from the brand new album, beginning with the title track. This is Faya.
ride like a bird, like a flight, unite, ignite the herd's eye.
Associé au fantastique, c'est couillatif.
Wow. Mastery, if I've ever heard it. That's Basse Kukuyate and Ngoni Ba, the Malian supergroup. Ngoni players, as I said, the Ngoni is a sort of lute-type instrument, and Basse Kukuyate with his wife Amisako on vocals. A great track from Jamako, past Festival International performers. Before that, the new album by Joe Driscoll from the UK and Ghanaian kora master Sekou Keyate, in a similar vein, just taking the wah-wah pedals and effects to that ancient instrument and giving it new life. Faya is the new album by Joe Driscoll and Sekou Keyate. We heard two tracks. We began with Faya, the title track, and followed it up with Tanama. You're listening to Earthbeat here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. Next up, a trio of tracks from the brand new album from Malian supergroup Chinarwan. The new release is entitled MR, and due to the strife going on in their homeland, this is the first time they have recorded an album outside of their home, this time in the United States, but they kept it. Instead of the Algerian desert, they recorded this album in Joshua Tree here in the United States, so they kept the desert connection and a fine, fine new album. They, too, were past performers at Festival International. Hope to see them quite soon. Hopefully they will return someday. The new album, Amar, we're going to listen, begin with a tune entitled Chakebu that starts off with the line that translates, God can bear witness when I think of Chakebu, the pain in the stomach that takes hold of me. New Chinarwan here on Earthbeat.
I didn't
Greatest groups on the planet at this moment. Chinarwan, three tracks from the brand new album MR. True blues for today with all of the troubles that Mali has been facing over the past few years. This particular tune translates as "Friends, hear me. Friends, companions, hear my truth and my conviction. These banishments that befall us bring no joy, neither to my heart nor to that of the youth." Before that, it was a number entitled "I Want to Tell." And we began with "Chagebu." God can bear witness when I think of Chagebu. The pain in my stomach takes hold of me. New music from Chinarwan. Again, they once performed Festival International. Really hoping that we'll see their appearance sometime in the future and another Festival International. Don't forget Festival International every April, last week of April here in the streets of Lafayette. The past 26, 27 years, a miracle to the downtown Lafayette region every April. Festival pins are currently available. You can help out Festival by checking festivalinternational.com, their website. We've got more music in this next set. We'll get to another Festival veteran from that region, another Tuareg electric guitarist, Tuareg performer Bombino. We'll hear from his album from last year, Nomad, in just a few minutes. But first up, this is a group that was sort of an offshoot of Chinarwan. It features lead guitarist and vocalist Musa Ag Kena. This is the group Tumast from their album Ishumar. Something called Dumia, Life, here on Earthbeat.
Thank you. furumba
fentele fene dumbe da fe
iteri le konka na furumba
o fentele fene dumbe da fe
inale konka na furumba
o fentele fene dumbe da fe
ifale konka na furumba
o fentele fene dumbe da fe
ikana deme
ikana kasi
ikana mingo jarabi kose
ikana demi ikana kasi
ikana mingo jarabi kama
mukerila jarabi mukerila ne dumbele fe
mukerila jarabi mukerila ne dumbele fe
East-West Collaborations, a classic recording there from 1994 by Malian guitarist Ali Farka Touré, accompanied by Ry Cooter, the American guitar legend, helping him out, along with Hama Sankare doing the calabash and chorus vocals, and Umar Touré on congas, also background vocals. Something called Diarabi, a traditional arranged by Ali Farka Touré. Before that, it was a guitarist from Niger, Bambino, who has become a major world star, especially with his release from last year, Nomad, that was produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. We heard Timid Deteen, and we started off with Dunia, translates as life, and that's from the group Tumast from their album Ishumar. Next up on Earthbeat, a couple of tunes from the brand new album by the superstar from Benin, Anjali Kidjo. Speaking of past Festival International performers, as Bambino was, Chinarwin was, and Basi Kukuyate earlier in the program, I think Anjali Kidjo has played 2, maybe 3 times over the festival's history. Superstar in her country and the world. Her brand new album is entitled Eve. It's dedicated to the women of Africa, to their resilience, and to their beauty. We're going to hear 2 numbers, one entitled Shango Wa, but let's start off with the Kenyan song, Mbamba, new Anjali Kidjo, as we wrap up this edition of Earthbeat.
I got Kek kek kek, talo ma kolo juwa ko. Kek kek kek,
strong, strong voice of Anjali Kidjo. Two tracks from Eve, her brand new album. That was Shango Wa, preceded by Mbamba, the Kenyan song. A playlist for all of the tracks heard on tonight's Earthbeat. You can find out the titles of the tunes, the songs themselves, and even, links to purchase those particular numbers. It's all on our website. Look up the playlist section of krvs.org and the program that you're listening to in this case, Earthbeat. And all locally produced shows, you can find archived podcasts that go back several months. That's krvs.org. And as I mentioned, many of the performers you heard tonight on Earthbeat were past performers at Festival International. It's coming up in April. And don't forget to pledge your support and purchase a pin. For more information about Festival International, go to festivalinternational.com. Earthbeat was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Come on back next week. We'll do it all over again.
Explorations into the world of the harp guitar, this week on Harpistry. Tune in Sunday at midnight and Monday at noon, right here on KRVS.
Please join me for From the Shamrock Shore, an hour of Irish traditional music from the 1920s to today, Thursday at 8 p.m., right here on KRVS 88.7.